Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This loss hurt more than last year. Just talk about it after the day. Disappointing in the locker room.
Yeah, it hurts. Very disappointed. We weren't able to come out this one. Disappointed in my play. Disappointed for the guys in the locker room. Special team. Really is. Guys that do things the right way, prepare the right way, believe in each other, a lot of love. It's unfortunate. It sucks.
Can you take us through both picks?
The first one, I guess you just hitched one too many times. I guess MG, understandably hitching three times, thought I was going to go on a scramble, and the guy just came back to the ball, made a play. I've got to throw that one away or use my feet, get out of the pocket. And then on the second one, nickel squeezed. Tried to throw a loaded CD, but I mean, he was able to make a play on it, tip it up in the air, and tip it to the mic. Just two throws that I can't have. You can't have in the playoffs. You can't have when you're trying to beat a team like that. You can't have on the road. And no excuses for that. Those are two are 100% on me.
Take us through the emotion right now.
Just disappointed. As I said, I mean, guys that played their asses off, defense who gave us an opportunity to win this game, who played hard against a really, really good offense, a really good team, and for us to only put up the points that we did, that's unacceptable. And it starts with me, and I've got to be better. I mean, that's no other way to sugarcoat it.
Tim Kalishaw, Dallas Morning News. We've talked about the interceptions, and you've said they're going to stop, and in a way they never did. Does that just baffle you that they continued the way they did this year?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Something I've got to get in the offseason, take a look at all of them. As I said before, they all have their own story. But two tonight, as I said, unacceptable. I can't put the ball in jeopardy like that, whether they're tipped up in tight throws or whether I'm late on a stop route, just can't happen. And the number that has gotten to is ridiculous. I can promise that the number will never be this again. I can promise that.
Did you think even with 3 minutes to go, still you had a chance?
1,000%. When you prepare the way we do, and you put in all the work that we have and time that we have, especially for those situations. Up until even the last play when we're getting in our pitch it around mode. You've got hope. Things that, as I said, that we've put in time and effort into. And I like being in those positions. I just wasn't able to get anything going.
Yeah, Todd Archer, the ESPN. This is the third time you have been to this round and unable to advance. What has to happen for you guys to take that next step to get to the championship round and go on further?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to play better than I did tonight. Simple as that. Simple as that. They're all independent. Can't take one from the other or think about that. But all I can think about is right now in this game and how disappointed it is, how disappointed I am in my play, how disappointed I am for the guys in the locker room who played their asses off, and we weren't able to get it done.
Yeah, Edward, you're getting the loss of Tony Pollard, who was one of your most explosive players. The guy who seemed like he was on schedule to get a lot of opportunities in this game. How devastating.
Yeah, that hurt. Just a guy that brings so much to our offense, brings so much to our team. His energy on the sideline, in the huddle, the way to get guys going. He's a special teammate, a special player. And obviously, that one hurt. Hurt us. Wasn't able to create as many explosive plays as we planned. I'm sure he would have been a big part of some of those had he not gotten hurt. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that we'll be back in this position. It's just about winning. No doubt at all. I mean, what we've done as an organization and taking a step, and it all sucks right now. It all sucks. Don't get me wrong, but there's no doubt when you talk to the guys in the locker room, you talk to the men that have put in this time. You know, the pillars of this team. Have to get some guys back, but there's no doubt that we'll be back, and that gives me confidence. Gives anybody in that locker room confidence, I hope.
Morning News. I feel like Curse was fighting back tears in the locker room, and Curse, I hope
emotional is this for you guys? I'm sure you have a lot of confidence that you're going to be playing next week.
Very emotional. I'm sure he wasn't the only one, and it shows you what it means to him. Shows you what it means to this team, what we thought of each other, what we thought of our opportunity to go win it all. Didn't plan or prepare for this. Didn't have anywhere in my mind that I'd be doing this press conference with the loss right now, and it just hurts.
Mac, what we're still talking about, since you've been a starter, heck, you guys have been really good. You're a really good regular season team, lots of wins. This is the one game that's been your vertical. Any idea what's preventing you guys from getting over that proverbial hump?
If I had the answers, we would have won tonight, honestly. Too early, too soon. And I promise you we will, though. In my time playing in this team, for this organization, we will. And, yeah, it sucks that obviously, I mean, it's 365 days away to get back to this position, but we've got to take it day by day, step by step. And that's what I'll do. I know that's who I am. I'll respond the right way. And as I said, when we get this team aligned, the guys that we get back, coaches, we'll do what's necessary to be right back here and win it next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.